Orange Team. Good morning, everybody. It is such a good morning. Sun's shining, it's getting warmer, spring is closer, and the best of all, we're all together this morning. You know, the series we've been doing this month, Better Together, has really made me appreciate my spiritual family more than ever. I absolutely love being with you, and to get to stand up here and see your faces is an incredible gift from God to me. I love being with you. I notice when you're missing, because I miss you. You know, being part of a spiritual family is a wonderful, wonderful reality in our lives. You might wonder why I'm saying all of this, but it's because I really do believe that we are better together. Men and women, young and old, lighter and darker skin, all of it goes together to make us better than we ever could be alone. You know, it was God's great pleasure to create diversity, wasn't it? He made so many different kinds of plants and so many different kinds of animals and so many different kinds of people. He didn't make every single person exactly the same. Listen to this, 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 7. It says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, another to the ability to prophesy. It's the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Those are a lot of different gifts that he has given to a lot of different people. God specifically chose to give us gifts, each one of us who are following Jesus. Why did he do that? The beginning of the verse tells us so we can help each other. That's why he gifts us. There's two things I want you to notice about this passage. The first thing is the very last sentence. It says, he alone decides which gift each person should have. It's up to him, completely up to God, how he wants to give gifts to each one of his kids that he loves so much. The other thing I want to point out is that this passage doesn't say this. To one man, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another man, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. It doesn't say that any of those gifts are gender-based, does it? All of the gifts of the Spirit are given to all of his followers, men and women, equally. I'm not going to reteach last Sunday's sermon. If you missed it and you're still under the opinion that women are only equipped to have supporting roles in the world, in their lives, and in society and in their families, you might want to listen to it. You can find it on our website. I'm not going to reteach that because this morning we're in for a treat. I've asked several women that we know from here to come up and tell us their story about how they're able to use the gifts that God has given them in their context, in their family, in their workplace. And the reason I'm going to do that is this. This past week, I watched to a TED Talk, and it was by Sheryl Sandberg. How many of you recognize that name, Sheryl Sandberg? I didn't either. And here's the thing, why that horrifies me. She's the COO of Facebook. We all know Zuckerberg's name, right? Why don't we recognize the COO of Facebook? Could it be because it's a woman? I think a little bit could be. She was phenomenal. She was amazing. It goes to the point that we have so many amazing, talented, gifted women around us in the world and in this very church. So I want some of our ladies to tell us their story. So I have asked, let me see, Flossie Holly, if you'd come up here. There you are. Flossie is a 20-year veteran of the United States Army. That's amazing. And she spent among so many other things, but I'm just mentioning the one other. She spent 15 years as a teacher and an instructor at Bates Technical College. She is a woman who has done a vast number of things, and she's going to share a little bit of her story today. Jasmine Bozeman is a wonderful friend of ours. Besides being a mom to three amazing little boys, she works in investor relations at the Chamber of Commerce, and she is also a small business owner of herself. I know, it's amazing. I've asked also Wendy Bazat, who was just leading worship for us. She doesn't go here now, but she used to, because they planted out of this church. And Wendy is the co-lead pastor of Mercy Vineyard Church. It's not like she's just the pastor's wife. She is a pastor. And so I wanted her to speak too. And we have a fourth chair, because I want you all to know, there's supposed to be one more person up here, but she had a death in the family. So she's at a funeral today, but it's Nicole Klein, and she sent a video for us, which is amazing. She is part of the leadership team at Estes Construction, and she spent over 14 years of her career as a consultant in the talent and organizational development field. That is a lot. So she's had a lot of experience in a lot of ways. And so when I asked these ladies to speak, I asked them to think about two questions. How have you been able to use your spiritual gifts in your realm of influence? And have you ever felt that being a woman has hindered your ability to use your gifts? Now this, I want you all to know that this is in no way, shape, or form a man-bashing situation at all, not even remotely. I want to say, you guys have two jobs. Can you multitask for me this morning? Some of you can do better than others. What I want you to do is listen to what the ladies have to say, because it's truly inspirational. Their stories are ones that we can all aspire to do things like them. But the other thing I want us to do this morning is, as they're talking, be thinking about or listening to the Holy Spirit tell you what gifts you have, men and women alike. Teenagers and adults alike, God has already given you. If you're a follower of Jesus, he has gifted you. What our responsibility is to receive that gift and to start using it. So you might be thinking, as you're listening to these wonderful leading ladies, how God might want to use you and lead you in your life. So that's our task before us. So, Flossie, I'm going to have you answer first, and those are the two questions that you're going to be talking about, but just share with us.
Good morning, Vineyard. I think it's an honor and privilege to be on this panel and be part of God's kingdom as a woman. And it's been an awesome experience for me. I did not grow up in the church. I was not trying to answer the call of my life. I was running and doing all sorts of crazy things. But nevertheless, when God calls a woman, what's a woman to do? We better answer. And that's what I did, you know. And at that time, when I answered, after all the challenges that I thought I was going through, like, you know, the second question has, you know, being a woman hindered or my experience, I thought it had, but really, it was really, I was hindering myself. Because there was some things, there was some doubt, there was some fear, some misunderstanding that I had gotten in other churches, wrong teaching. And then when I sorted all that out, that's what God, he wanted me to know. When I call you, I equip you. And that was the preparation stage for me. You know, I was called and I'm like, oh no, you must have the wrong person, not me. You know, I said, you know my track record, Lord. I was running. And you know, when you knock on the door of my heart, I would peep out the little peephole and say, oh, it's you, I'm not coming, you know. And that was kind of like my journey. But when I surrendered wholeheartedly unto him, the things that he opened up to me and the gifts, I was operating in gifts and talents that I didn't really even know what they were until he said, now sit at my feet and let me teach you. You know, and I became a student. I tell people I'm a lifelong learner. Today's my birthday. I'm 68. I have no shame in that. So I'm just so grateful and I'm so thankful that God has blessed me, that song we were singing, he left the 99 and he came after me. And as a woman, you know, and I say as just people of God, children, young women, older women, like me, I just think I'm starting just beginning a new book in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, he's chasing after me and I'm chasing after him. And there's so much more that I could learn to help his people and lead them to Christ. I've gone to seminary. First and foremost, I tell people I went to the School of the Holy Spirit, the University of the Holy Spirit, before I went to any formal seminary or, you know, training. And God has taught me. He taught me at his feet. At the feet of Jesus is kind of what I say. And when you give your undivided attention to him, he opens you up and he just reveals to you your destiny, your purpose, your gifts and talents. You know, they just get all stirred up and you're like, wow. Yes, I am a woman of God. I'm a leading woman of God. I know how to lead. I know how to teach. I know how to preach. I know only because of what he's done. Mm-hmm. And I could say that not because of who I am, because of who he is in me. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for that. It's just so awesome. And it's just an honor to be selected to be on this panel just to share, you know, my experience. And that's where my passion comes from. A lot of you see me getting excited, but sometimes you got to hear the story mm-hmm. to understand the journey. And he saved me. The house was on fire and I was about to burn up. But I came running to him. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you so much, Flossie. One of the reasons I asked Flossie to be on this panel, one was, of course, praying about it. And as Flossie said, we need to do what God says. And he brought her to mind. But whenever I have the opportunity to speak up in front, Flossie is my go-to person that I make eye contact with because she knows who she is. Though she is a gifted speaker and a gifted teacher and preacher, she's also so content to be supporting and supportive of anyone else. And so she's such a good audience member. I thought we've got to give her an opportunity to speak as well. So thank you so much, Flossie. Jasmine, what are you going to share with us about how God has specifically gifted you?
Well, Jean, I also have to say thank you so much for inviting me to be on this panel. When I first thought about this question and these things and praying about it and these things were coming to mind, I was recognizing a pattern in my life. Growing up, I always had a lot of energy and I was loud and in your face and energetic and, oh, give me a hug. I can't wait to see you. I'm so excited. And a lot of that I would get criticized for or bullied for or made fun of for, oh, you use big words, or why are you so happy all the time, or why are you smiling all the time? And God showed me that that was a strategy for the enemy to erase the gifts that he had given me. And because of those things, now that's part of who I am. That's why I am a motivational speaker. I use big words because I am an author. I use just being able to love on people and be intentional about those small ways to show them, hey, I see you. Hey, God sees you. I know we're in a world of turmoil and stress sometimes, but just know that someone is paying attention to who you are and what you're doing, and we just want to encourage you. And so I definitely see being a leader as being one of my gifts and being a teacher to my sons all the time and making sure that I'm in tune with what God is doing in me and in them so that I can impart whatever that wisdom is that he has given me to teach on them. One of my spiritual gifts of learning and sharing. When I hear good news, I want to tell everybody. Like, I want to make sure you know about it. I want to make sure you have access to it. And that's one of the things that I do when I'm facilitating workshops and classrooms with my small business is saying, hey, I learned how to go to college first. Let me tell you about it. Or, hey, I learned about the secret sauce to everything people or adults may expect you to know, but a lot of people aren't taking the time out to tell you about it. And so being able to use my voice and use my experiences, use my failures, use my successes, use the things that I've learned along the way has definitely been a way that God is using me to shape me and mold me and polish me up into the woman that he's still allowing me to become, but also to bring people along the way as I go. One of my favorite philosophies is lift as we climb. And so I know I'm still in my 20s, and I'm not nearly where I want to be in life, but I know that as I'm getting there, as I'm going and moving forward in this journey, at least I can take a couple of young people with me. So thank you.
Wait, Jasmine, I want to follow that up with a couple things. One thing you said in answering the second question was that you felt like being a woman has not hindered, it's actually helped you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So because I'm very energetic and I'm loving and I want to give you a hug and I want to see how you're doing and I don't want to just ask, how's your day? I want to ask you about that thing that you told me about last week that you probably don't feel like talking about, but you probably need to talk about it. I don't know how that would be received if I was a man, if I'm coming up, everybody, give me a hug, you know. I'm so happy to see you. Or just my energy and being able to be emotional with people and not necessarily breaking down, crying harder than you are, but at least being able to reach you in that tender, delicate space and with the experience that I've had, knowing maybe what they've gone through as well. And so even when I'm out and about, when I have a vendor booth, at, I was at a middle school career fair, and when I became a motivational speaker, I was like, oh, well, I can speak to anybody, anytime, anywhere. I don't have to have a specific target audience. And so God was telling me like, well, yeah, but there's also specific people who are drawn to you. And so I tried to be more intentional about, okay, who is coming to me without me coming to them? And it was a lot of young girls who would ask me about my book, or they see I'm the president of a magazine and they want to take pictures with me with the magazine, or just ask me about how it is to be a speaker or be a woman leader. And so just paying attention to that, I'd like to say that's going with grace and being able to pay attention to who I'm drawn to and also who's drawn to me too. So I definitely believe that being a woman has, and being a Black woman too, and being a young woman has allowed me to connect with other young Black women and allowed them to connect with me too. So I believe that God has put this skin on me or put me in this package for a specific reason so that his kingdom can continue to be advanced with the particular population as well.
I love that. Thank you so much. You can pass that to Wendy. One of the things that is very important for all of us to hear and know is Jasmine said when she was little, she was still who she is. God had gifted her even when she was young and created her the way he did when she was young, that she took a little criticism for that, but it was just her living out who she is. And so I think we need to be aware of that too. If we're getting some criticisms for who we are, spend time with God about that and find out if it's that people aren't understanding us or expecting us to be different or maybe just don't recognize a gifting in God. So there's growth for us at every age of our lives. I asked Wendy to share with us on this stage as well. Besides being just one of my very closest friends, she and I have a lot in common in that we're both pastors' wives, but we're also pastors ourselves, which brings a little bit of problem in that. So, Wendy, answer either or both of those questions for us.
Okay. Well, my story is a little bit different than Jasmine's in that when I was younger, I was pretty quiet, and I'm small, obviously, so a lot of times, if I did speak up, it was disregarded because I was small. I don't know why that's a thing, but that's a thing. And it was in my life. So I didn't really discover a lot of my giftings until later in life. And God just began to kind of grow me in different areas. And it's funny because I have always been the kind of person who will try something once. Like, I'll give it a go. And I think that has served me well, because then when God's like, hey, just give this a try, and then I discover, oh my goodness, this gives me a lot of life, and I can actually do this, it's really exciting. So I feel like in terms of the gifts God's given me, one would be leadership, and I never, like, it's so funny because I didn't want to say that. And I was talking to my husband about it, and he goes, just say it, just own it, own who you are, see. And that's what's been so great, is having a husband who's completely supportive of. So when somebody says, oh, this is my pastor's wife, Wendy, he says, yeah, she's the pastor too. She runs this place, is what he usually says. So anyway, leadership is one of I feel like the gifts God has given me, because I love to train and equip and release people to do things that they maybe didn't think they could do. It's a great joy for me to work with people at our church, or I also run the local chapter of a nonprofit that reaches out to foster kids. And so to be able to train people to do something that they want to do, but they're not sure that they can, and then see them go out and accomplish amazing things is just a major high for me. I lost my train of thought. Being that many of the people that come in to help with the foster kids in the camp that we do, and we do a mentoring club, we have like 60 volunteers, and they come from all different backgrounds. They're all different kinds of people, all different kinds of churches. And what's amazing about it is they say that they feel like family. And I feel like over the last several years, that the gift that God has grown in me is being able to facilitate that. A group of people coming together that are not alike, but they're on mission together, and they learn to love one another. And that I get the biggest kick out of that, to see everybody just getting along and having a great time accomplishing something together. And I'm also very, very detail-oriented, so I believe that God has gifted me in administration, and my husband is very excited about that because he hates that. He hates administration. He hates administrating things. So that's my job, part of my job, but planting a church takes a lot of attention to detail. And then the nonprofit that we run, it's my responsibility to connect with caseworkers and so at social services and caregivers and volunteers and children and the insurance company. And I have to make all of these people happy at the same time. So it takes a lot of administration to do that. So I would say that a lot of my gifts lay dormant for a while, because I was in environments where women were to teach. You can teach children, and you can play music. You maybe can't lead music, but you can play music. And so I never really, I think it was you that was saying that you just never really, you limited yourself because you just didn't push into that and lean into that gifting. And still, you guys are so blessed because you have women, strong women leading here. And we do at Mercy Vineyard as well. But I am a part of a worship leading group for the whole Quad Cities. Like, we get together, and oftentimes I'm the only woman there. Mm-hmm. So it's still pretty male dominated. Luckily, they're all very inclusive. But I just feel so blessed that God has seen that he's okay with me doing his work, and he's not just okay with it, he loves it, but also I feel like my best years are ahead, like you said, like yeah. My best years are yet to come.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Don't you just love what God has put in women? I know so many of you women would be able to say the same thing, that what you love to do is come alongside, and you love to help, and you love to equip, and you love to encourage, and all those things. That's one of the ways women get to lead, to be leading ladies, is to do those things. So ladies, thank you so much. You can go down to your seats. Bryce, this is good. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to Bryce now because he's our video guy. I only want to show like the first part of Nicole's video. I'll let you know when to stop it, so watch me carefully. Okay? Okay.
The second question was, are there any times that being a female has hindered my ability or my leadership gift? And I'm going to say yes and. I'm going to start with my intent. You know, I've never experienced the world as a man before. So today I'm only going to share my experience so far as a female moving through the world. In 2010, I went to a Dale Carnegie endorsement event in St. Louis. It's a pass-fail event to be able to continue your career and training. And during the event, I was partnered with a CEO from Tunisia, and he and I was going to be the instructor, and he was going to be the participant, and then another instructor would be coaching me on how well I was coaching him. Master instructor says start, so we get started. I offer him a coaching tip, sort of ignores it, absolutely ignores it. I offer a couple more, no change at all in his behavior, no real response to me. Master instructor keeps telling me to lean in, so I move a little closer to him, and I talk a little bit louder, and he's still just totally ignoring me. And it goes on for a while, and the master instructor finally stops and asks him, what's happening here? And I will never forget how I felt that day when he said it. He said, I don't recognize her as my equal. She has nothing to offer me.
That's good.
Not even recognizing.
I don't know if you could understand it very well, but the guy that she was supposed to be coaching wasn't taking any of her coaching ideas, and they finally said, why? What's going on? And he said, I don't view her as my equal. She has nothing to offer me. That's not our experience here, wonderfully. It's not our experience. He was from Tunisia, she said. So in other parts of the country, that really is an experience that women have. But women all around the world were created by the same God with the same giftings and same desires and same needs. Why I mentioned watching that TED Talk by Sheryl Sandberg is because she was talking about a study that was done at a university, a pretty large study, that they were studying kind of gender stereotypes is what they were studying. And so they wrote a fictional resume, and they made two copies of it. On one, they named the person Heather. On the other one, they named the person Henry, or whatever. They asked this large group of college students, maybe it was master's level, I'm not sure, but they asked this large number of them, who do you think would be a better boss? Without a doubt, everyone said, well, I think they would both probably do a good enough job, but I think I'd rather work for Henry. When pushed why, they said, I just think I would like him more. He's more likable. Are you catching this? It was exactly the same resume. The only difference was they understood one was a male and one was a female. That kind of subtle mindset is typically what we experience. So what I want to encourage us all to do is to take it to heart that we really are better together. We are. You men need us to be emotional, to be caring, to be encouraging. We women need you men to be decisive, to make decisions, to be strong in those ways. We older people need you younger people. We need your energy. We need your excitement. We need your good ideas. You younger people need us older people. You need our wisdom and our experience. We are better together in every way. So it's my prayer that that is something that we could grow into more and more and more with every day. It's my prayer that we can ask God to reveal to us those subtle ways that we might not believe that we truly are better together, because He says we are. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for being wise, for being good, for being creative, for loving diversity, and for creating us. I pray that you would work in every one of our hearts, every one of our minds, that we would have your same heart when you see everything that you've created and you say that it's good. Help us, Father, to say it's good for men and women, young people and older people, people of every ethnicity. It is good. We want to reflect your heart, Jesus.